Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Couple things. A&M is supposed to have a meeting today, this afternoon, to discuss last week's events. I don't really know what they can get accomplished because they're powerless here. Unfortunately for them, they're powerless. There's nothing they can do. They've got one vote. It's not enough. And their dreaded, hated, and again, I don't like the H word, but that is appropriate here. Their hated enemy, Texas, is joining their country club. Going to be at all the parties and moving into their neighborhood. That is something they did not see coming at all. So they're going to have a meeting today, and I guess they'll just say, let's fight the good fight here. Look, A&M's, as a athletic department, is healthy. A lot of resources. Football program is considered better than the Texas program right now. And I've heard a few of the Aggies say, let's just go beat them. We don't really have a choice. Let's go. That's the way to look at it. No, that's the right way to look at it. There's also talk that maybe today is the day, or tomorrow, or here very, very soon, that Oklahoma and Texas officially documents they're leaving the Big 12 and sends this to the Big 12 offices in some communication, in some way. There's talk that that could be as early as today. That is unclear. Don't know that to be the case, but obviously they're gone. It sounds like they're gone. There's been discussion, we talked about it last hour, that the Big 12 would maybe offer Oklahoma and Texas another share, meaning more than the other teams in the league would get in TV split revenue, which would push them up, Oklahoma and Texas would push them up around $56 million. It would take the league average, which is around $37 million, drop it for the other teams. So they'd be making less than $20 million or more, I should say. $20 million or drop it even further, less than what Oklahoma and Texas intake would be. I don't think. Oklahoma and Texas. I don't know if there's anything that Oklahoma and Texas are waiting to hear that could change their mind. I really don't. If there's a magic wand out there, I'm not aware of it. If there's a 110-yard Hail Mary pass that could save the day, I'm not aware of the play call. Yet another note for you. There has been a rule. Let me back up. There has been a rule that's really not a written rule. It's unwritten, and it's not enforceable. But it's what the SEC used to tell members of the league who had sensitivity problems about their enemy. And I'll give you examples here. Back in the day, the incredible Mike Slive. You can't do better than Mike Slive. You can't do better than Roy Kramer. The incredible Mike Slive would tell, and this went back to Roy Kramer too. Members of the SEC that had enemies in another league. And maybe there's a rumor, not a big rumor, but some sort of rumor about maybe their enemy is going to join the league. And Slive and or Kramer would tell South Carolina about Clemson or Florida about Florida State. We value you, and because of your feelings, we will never invite them into this league. Unwritten rule. That's not a documented rule that you could go look up. Unwritten. A&M felt like that unwritten rule also applied to them. I don't blame them. SEC loves A&M. They do. No, they do. They're very proud to have A&M in the league. And the feeling is, okay, it's not documented. It's not a real law or bylaw in the league. But we respect you. We cherish this relationship. We would not violate it. So there's that, don't worry about it. We love you. So they would tell South Carolina quietly, or Florida quietly, and now maybe, I don't know if they told A&M this or not, but that was always considered a silent but real rule that we will always honor, which was a big lie. Now, again, I don't see Clemson. I'm not suggesting. I'm just throwing out random rivalries here. Clemson's not. There's all kinds of rumors out there, but I don't know that anything else is going to happen in the SEC outside of Oklahoma and Texas for the time being. But that was always a silent type, hey, buddy, come here. Let me put my arm around you and tell you how it's going to be. And there was a comfort level there. And all that was a way to pacify folks. And that was never a bylaw in the league, or your vote will be much bigger than just one team, one school, one CEO vote because of your relationship with us. And obviously, you don't want your enemy in the league. If you're South Carolina, you don't want Clemson in the league. If you're Florida, you do not want Florida State in the league. If you're A&M, you do not want Texas in the league. You want to be the one recruiting to your league, to your footprint, and all that. Now, again, Clemson is vastly superior to South Carolina right now. But still, that's something I've been meaning to talk to you about a little bit. That agreement quietly has been a thing, but really not a thing, if that makes sense, for a long time. Buckeye Brenda Bill. Perfect name, image, likeness for Tate Martell would be candy cigarettes or non-alcoholic beer. I still remember in the 70s as a kid growing up. Jimmy Carter is the president. And his famous brother, just because he was kind of a wild child, was a guy named Billy Carter. And he had his own beer, Billy Beer. And my parents, which they did not drink at all, bought a six-pack of it just for nostalgia. We had it. I remember where it was. It was under the sink where you keep, like, Drano and supplies, cleaning supplies. So a six-pack that sat there for years. I don't know. It probably got chunked one day when it was cleaning out or something, but still remember. Now, was Billy, I know we've, a few years ago, asked this, was that alcoholic or non-alcoholic beer? Billy Beer. You'd have to go back. If you don't go back to the 70s, you wouldn't know. But I remember that sitting there all those years. Shannon, this is pretty funny. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, a view of where we're headed. And it's a picture of the SEC logo. And it's all these teams under the logo, like A to Z. Just a million teams under there in the SEC. And then below them, there's one category, independent, and it says Notre Dame. That's actually pretty good. I'm going to, here. Let me see if my phone will, I've been having trouble. My retweet button has been cranky for some reason. Coach Marshall says, Bill, and he's talking about Aliquippa Bob, you've got to be able to pass the cold test to join the SEC. Penn State is way too cold. You can't wear those hotty-totty dresses to the game. That's actually pretty good. Yeah, that's actually not bad at all. Georgia Dog, Bill, the woke movement cannot regulate people's thinking. Cocktail party and Red River shootout are ingrained in our society. Laws won't change that. It's going to be the Red River shootout. It's going to be the cocktail party on this show. That's all I know. The only thing I can control is what we do right here. And it will always remain the way it's been. That's all I can say. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, if anybody can keep Texas out of the SEC, it's Karen. She already put the kibosh on Berg's weed podcast last week. Don't underestimate how much somebody can want to protect Jimbo. I don't really know what happened, but, yeah, the Big Three roll-up broke up. And Berg, actually, that announcement happened right before Berg. Maybe it had been out there before, and I just hadn't seen it. But I saw a tweet about it right before Berg came on Wednesday. And, again, I had no idea. I'm not in that world, so I probably would be out of the loop. But the boys busted up. I mean, they had all these plans, the Kush House, parties there, all is that kind of like a rock band? You just get tired of being around each other? You lose your creativity? You're sick of each other? Is that what happened? Anyways, we will take a break as we continue. Hey, Balls of Steel. Yeah. Balls of Steel coming up, hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still crazy slow out here because of that crash on 24 eastbound just past White Creek Pike before you get up to OHB. Again, it's got traffic pretty slow in that part of Jolton right now. It's also starting to build down I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. 4100 block in Noblesville Pike, a crash in South Nashville just reported. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions coming up Saturday, August 7th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Like I told you, there ain't no P5. On this show, there hasn't been a P5 in years. I think this is proving to be an accurate assessment on our part. I was just thinking, and this is under the category of reckless, just totally reckless. But if I could have a wish, what would be the wish? That Ohio State left the Big Ten and joined the SEC. That would be beautiful. Again, not a chance. I understand. But this is a radio show, and if we want to go reckless, we can go reckless. Okay, it's our choice. What a crushing defeat that would be for Chicago, the Big Ten front office, and Kevin Warren's lack thereof leadership. Would that not be a beautiful thing? Again, not a needle in a haystack chance, but it would be a gorgeous thing. You basically would have the SEC and then God knows what's left out there. I mean, literally, who could make heads or tails of anything? Ron up in Ohio, he's a big Nebraska fan. Bill, Kevin Warren is so unprepared to lead the Big Ten. At Media Days, he spoke, Bill, for 45 minutes. He said nothing. Asked if he would do anything different in 2020, he said no. Yeah, I wasn't watching. Yeah, I wasn't watching at the time. I don't even know if I get the Big Ten Network. The Big Ten Network is so god-awful that I don't even know where it is on the dial. It's somewhere on my DirecTV. It's somewhere around where the SEC is. The SEC number is 611 on mine. ACC is right there next to it, and the Big Ten's somewhere in there. I'm telling you, not one time in the last I don't know how many years has it ever occurred to me, where is the Big Ten Network? I need to find it right now. And I'll get to Tokyo and just hang tight. I'm going to get to her. But I remember, got to remember, the Big Ten Network was first to market. They were way ahead of the SEC in getting it launched now. They're not close to the SEC in the quality of the product. But, and Delaney came on the show. Jim Delaney, a guy that I've known back to his Ohio Valley Conference commissioner days before he got the Big Ten job. He lived here. And now he lives here again after he retired. But I remember having him on to talk about it. Remember, they were having all kinds of problems with the cable companies, and some were not wanting to carry it, and then the money they couldn't agree to, and they were fighting over it, and it was really, in the early days, it was messy. And maybe that's just business, right? Maybe that's just the way that works. But this was choppy for about a year or two. And they approached me. Delaney come on to talk about it, and I thought since I had a relationship with him, this would be a nice, easy going. Delaney was real crotchety, and he really was. I said, "Hey, Jim, what would you like to tell the audience about the Big Ten Network?" And here was his reply: "Order it." And then awkward silence. I mean, he got to the point. I'll give him that. Order it. That was the message. I mean, do you want to kind of be nice to everybody, Jim, and maybe give him a little hug, or you just want to say, hey, you, order it. I don't remember. It was a decent length interview, but I just remember that one moment, and he wasn't, it didn't sound like he was trying to promote a darn thing. Maybe he was too busy coming up with leaders and legends, and that was on his mind, and the network had already been launched, and he wasn't really worried about it. I don't know. I don't really know. Karen has dialed us up from over Nebraska. Welcome in. Karen, are you still there? Oh, okay. All right. Missed Karen on that one. Karen, if you're around, you can dial back if you have time. I remember sitting there, yeah, with Delaney and Karen here on Twitter about those agreements I was talking about that were quiet and weren't really bylaws. They were just little business angles. Says, Bill, that was a gentleman's agreement. No gentleman with this much money involved. The only problem with Texas to the SEC is what an oozing, pus-filled cancer they are. Tee it up, though. Aggies by a bunch. That was always an unwritten agreement. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, you could buy Billy beer in regular and also 3.2% alcohol content. I wish we still had that. I guess that probably just got chucked in somebody's garbage one day we were cleaning out under the sink or something. I remember seeing that those cans there for so long. Wow. I do. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, if Ohio State and Michigan could join the SEC, Harbaugh should get an extension just so we'd have a few years of watching him get slaughtered every week. How about Michigan-LSU on a Saturday night down in Baton Rouge? You could say, well, Bill, what about the opposite? What about having to go up to Ann Arbor somewhere in November? That would be hard. Teams in the South would have trouble with that. That is true. Yeah, that is true. Josh says, I wonder what Gene Smith is saying. That's the AD at Ohio State for you folks who don't know. Most of you would, but what is Gene Smith saying with this retweet? I don't know. I don't see it, Josh. I don't see the retweet. I see blank, but I don't see anything like a retweet there. Lake Norman Buckeye, always checking in with us. Always good to hear from him. Bill, the Big Ten Network is so bad and has been for so long, it feels good at this point. Feels down home like a local news channel with a hit of nostalgia. I've always had some feelings for the Big Ten Network because of Jerry DiNardo. I like Jerry. Yeah, Jerry's still with him, right? I assume he is. And everybody knows I like Jerry. I'm a fan of Jerry's. But the programming, it's dark. There's something about the, when you turn the SEC network on, it's bright. There's energy there. It looks like there's electricity in the air, right? You turn the Big Ten network on, and it's like you're on the North Pole or something. With the lights and everything, it's just dark. It's depressing. I'm not kidding. You turn it on, and it's just like, oh, what a downer environment this is. It's just not interesting. That's all I can say. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, the SEC conference can go with a legends and losers divisions. The legends would be Bama, LSU, Auburn, Florida, all recent national championships. The losers, everybody else. Gosh. You know what? I will admit, what dropped in our lap last week? Excuse me, the voice. I haven't, not one time have I coughed yet. I don't know. Might be happening. So far, so good, though. I had a little bump there. Did you hear that? Little bump, but it wasn't a cough. It's just where the voice said, hey, Bill, chill a little bit here. But what fell in our laps last week was gold. From the sky, from the heavens above, gold fell in our, not just mine, our, this audience, collective laps. This topic, which I wasn't looking for anything, content's not a problem on this show. I was not searching for, oh man, hope something happens. Hope there's some news over here. No, that ain't the way we work. Wednesday, when that fell right in our collective laps, I just remember saying, at first, and I tweeted this, I was so skeptical. Because it went against everything that I knew about these relationships. Texas believing their academic superiority over the SEC. Would never want to be in that league. In theory, we would never join up and become one with you folks who are seriously inferior to us. There were so many reasons why this would never happen that because of 10 years plus of losing and then the change in leadership there, let me tell you my, I'm going to tell you my Texas story again. There's a million Texas stories. But this is just one funny one. Travel baseball, about 10 years ago. I don't remember the exact year. But one of the parents on the team also runs a business here. But he volunteered to be a driver to go pick up folks from schools who were coming in for the NCAA tournament. We were hosting one of the early rounds of the NCAA basketball tournament in March here at Bridgestone Arena. And what they do is they get volunteers who will drive to the airport and pick up, like, the AD at a certain school or a athletic department member at another school or whoever, right? I mean, whatever's on the list. My buddy got assigned to Texas, and my buddy got assigned to DeLoss Dodds. Long time AD at Texas. He retired a few years ago, but a long time AD. And if you know Nashville, the airport's really close to downtown. So he goes to the airport and picks up DeLoss Dodds. DeLoss Dodds tells him immediately, go to the liquor store. So he takes him to Frugal McDougal's. Frugal McDougal's is downtown. It's a massive liquor warehouse discount. It's literally from where our offices used to be on 10 Music Circle East, a couple of blocks away. You can almost see it from the back door of our office for all those years. Anyways, so he pulls into Frugal's, and DeLoss Dodds goes in there and buys, he says, about $15,000 worth of liquor. Box after box after bottle, they put it in the back. I think this guy had a big old truck or something. I don't remember. And they get to the airport, then they have a bunch of people help them, and they transport all this to DeLoss Dodds' room where he's got a suite. And this is before the Omni, if I'm remembering correctly. It might have been the Hilton down there. I don't remember which one it was, but and they put all this liquor in the suite. Texas gets beat in the first game of the NCAA tournament at Bridgestone, and my buddy said he went to pick the Lost Dodds up to take it back to the airport, and all that liquor was still there. Just drove off and left it. And I don't know what the moral of the story is. It's just that Texas has so much money. That was like a penny that got caught under somebody's pillow in their living room or something. He said, I don't think, Bill, any of that booze was drank. And I don't know if they hotel took it in and just made it part of their stash, or they let people come in there and loot it. Hey, I know where there's a bunch of free booze. Just run in here and grab you some. I don't know. But that was his story. I mean, that's Texas, okay? If you want a description of Texas, that would be one. Tom up in Milwaukee. Now, this is also interesting. Traeger, which has the pellet grills. Now, I'm a Rectech guy. I think the Rectech product is better. It's more thick. It's more sturdy. But they're both good products. Don't get me wrong. And we have a lot of people in this audience. Buckeye Brenda, Jerry Allidge, Gator Brandon, who have Traeger products, and they love them. Yeah, no, they love them. They swear by them. Love them. I'm just more of a Rectech guy, as you know. Anyways, Traeger sets terms on their IPO. $400 million IPO. Initial public offering, if you don't know what that means. So they're going public. I haven't read the story. I just read the headlines there. No, Tom, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Here's what we'll do. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still limping along up through the Jolton area right now. THP trying to clear that crash out of your way on 24 eastbound, just past the Whites Creek Pike exit. Again, it's been slow up there for about an hour. Mildred Shute Avenue at 4th, that's an accident just reported. Lebanon Pike at J.B. Estill Drive, that's over in Donaldson. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions, happening Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, highs near 91, heat index values today high as 101. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 74. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 93, heat index values as high as 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
Balls of steel, only about 20 minutes out. Just hold back on those, y'all. We're getting to it. Jeff 2 this morning. Bill, going back to A&M versus Texas. Texas owned the series 76-37-5, last played in 2011. Texas won 27-25 in College Station. Texas won six in a row from 2000 to 05 and 9 of 11 from 95 to 05. To A&M's credit, they were 3-3 in the last six that they played before leaving for the SEC. Well, we're about to see that crank back up. I don't know what year because we don't know what year yet, but that's about to happen. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, what fell out of the sky into our laps was equivalent of the manna falling down to the children of Israel, and we're grateful for it. They complained. We got some serious stuff being tweeted today here on the show. Got some serious stuff. Okay, here's another item. Kevin in Muletown. I believe he was tweeting from Boston over the weekend. He and the family, I think, went up there. Said, Bill, did you see Walter Nolan? Now, Walter Nolan is a five-star defensive lineman everybody in America wants. He's in Tennessee, but apparently he's leaving. His location in Tennessee was in the Memphis area. I believe before that, I think he was down at IMG a little bit. Said, Nolan is now officially at Powell High School. That's in Knoxville. And the national recruiting analysts have crystal balled him to Tennessee. Rodney Garner doing some special work. The latest, and I caught, what do they call it on Rivals? The Future Cast or something? I believe they do. Future Cast. Apparently they've got Mike Farrell on Rivals has changed his pick, and it's Walter Nolan to Rocky Top. That would be huge for Tennessee. Now, again, that's not going to change as good as that kid is, we think. I'm not saying that's going to change your outlook on how many games you're going to win here coming up. You're going to need a bunch of good news. But perception-wise, that would be big. You can sell that. You can point to that and sell it. Tennessee needs good news from somewhere to sell, right? They need good news. Doesn't matter what it actually may mean, but you need good news to sell. That would be big if indeed that does end up being the case and he ends up in Tennessee. Yeah, that would be pretty big. Tell you what, let's take a call. By the way, Big Joe points out that'd be four schools in 4 years. Is that right? I think that's because he was in Memphis. I think he was at IMG. And then before that, I think he's originally from Mississippi, just over the border from Memphis. Think so. Buckeye Brenda has dialed us up here. What's up, Brenda?
Hey, happy morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brenda.
How's it going?
We are well. We are well. Thank you.
Oh, we hosted the North Central Ohio version of Man vs. Food last night at our house. I got these 1 2/3 pound T-bone steaks, and my son and I watched in awe as the Huff polished off one entirely by himself.
That's getting it right there. That's pretty good.
That's pretty serious. And the reason we went with the Traeger, which we do love, was we got it before I think we even knew RecTech was a thing.
Traeger's a little older, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. As a brand, yeah. And everything else. Yes.
It's kind of the OG of smokers. Because before that, we bought a smoking box for our Weber and used that. But, you know, that's like playing football with Tate Martell as your quarterback. It's just not quite getting it done. it's okay and it'll do it a pinch, but it's not your preferred dance partner.
That's true.
I gotta call you out this morning, Mr. King.
On what?
I know you know where the Big Ten Network is because you've referenced games, Dad. I know you watched Urban when he was on the show on pregame on Saturday. So I know you know it's at 6:10 on DirecTV, just like it is on mine.
Now, I got Urban on Fox, but I wasn't watching him much, if at all.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You corrected me. See, I haven't had my coffee yet this morning is my excuse, because I had to take the Hubs to drop the car off. The Shelby clutch is slipping a little bit on the Cobra. It's not quite venomous this morning. But you're absolutely right. He was on Fox. But Big Ten Network has Jerry DiNardo. Joshua Perry, who played for The Ohio State, does a really excellent job. There's a couple others. One, Rick Pizzo, that I can't abide by. I think, is he on Big Ten or is he on Fox?
I think Big Ten.
Yeah, he's got me blocked permanently on Twitter. He's being a north end of a southbound mule, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, okay, as far as passing the cold test, I will have you know, young college co-eds come to our games in the shoe after the first snowfall. They will still be in hot pants and tight midriff shirts. They don't let that bother them any more than the guys that get naked from the waist up do. They paint their chest in scarlet and gray. I mean, it's amazing what women can do. You know, they wear high heels and they'll wear hot pants and tight shirts that are...
I hear you. No, I hear you, Brenda. There's the music. But stay in touch, Buckeye Brenda. Yeah,
Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, you too. You too, Brenda. Thank you for checking in there. Somebody asked me about the Parsons kid over here. I do know the story a little bit. Florida State quarterback. Yeah, we'll talk about it when we continue. Balls of Steel in about 10. Just hang tight. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a little bit of lying up through the Jolton area right now. THP trying to clear that crash out of your way on 24 eastbound, just past the Whites Creek Pike exit. Again, it's been slow up there for about an hour. Mildred Shute Avenue at 4th, that's an accident just reported. Lebanon Pike at JB Estill Drive, that's over in Donaldson. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions, happening Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
No cap up in Chicago. Big Florida State fan up there. Says, Bill, do you know anything about the quarterback commit to Florida State, Parsons? Yeah, his name is Chris Parson. And he lived here a few years ago, moved to Texas, and played a couple of years of ball there, and then he's back here. He's not played back here yet. He's at Ravenwood, which is a very well-known, somewhat newer school, but well-known, has produced tons of players. Last year, tight end signed with Clemson, linebacker signed with Michigan. I'll just give an example of Ravenwood. And the Parson kid here transferred back in from Texas. Now, again, I don't know all the circumstances. And he's their quarterback now. He's just a junior. He's a class of 23 player, not class of 22. And I believe they've got him as a three-star. But, yeah, he committed
within the last, what, three, four, 5 days? I don't remember the day. And my kids have been talking about him. I didn't know about him. And whenever it was, maybe this spring or something, maybe it was spring practice, I don't remember. But my kids were saying that they'd seen him, and they've got a lot of friends that go to Ravenwood anyways. They were talking about this quarterback who transferred in, and that's who that is. His name's Chris Parson. And, yeah, he's committed to the Noles. That's a good pickup. Now, I have not, other than, I don't even know if I've even seen a film clip. I'm going to see him quite a bit, I would think, this summer, this fall, once the games get started. Oh, and again, every state's got their own rules, but today I believe everybody's padded up here in Tennessee. I can't speak for everybody. I know my kids today, full pads. They've got a full-blown scrimmage against another team this Friday. There's going to be a lot of scrimmaging. I know Rusty was talking about that down in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Talk to Rusty. He's going to come on sometime this week. Rusty Manziel. Yeah, he's good. He's good for this week. Kevin from Muletown, he says, Bill, I'm still in Boston. I've been in the lobby at the Omni. He's staying at the Omni up there in Boston. He says, I'm waiting on the family. We're going to go whale watching. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Larry over in North Carolina is a big Michigan fan. I believe Larry, is he coaching a baseball team over there? I think he is. He says, Bill, travel team baseball. I heard you talk about it on the show some. He says, here's the first message I got this past Saturday morning. Waking up to go play. A parent asking to change their son's walk-up music. You imagine that. You imagine you're volunteering. You've got a little league team of some sort. You're volunteering, and one of the messages, can you change my child's walk-up music? I don't know how I would respond to that, other than I probably wouldn't respond. That's how I probably would. Oh. No, I'm not shocked at all, though. Shannon says, Bill, Tate Martell is getting more love today than Kansas football on a random Thursday in February. Yeah, Tate Martell's gotten more mentions today than probably he deserves. Here's the only question I have about Tate Martell. I am not in the loop at all. Does he still have the foreign blondie girlfriend that he was always in pictures with on the beach, frolicking on the beach? Is she still around? I don't know the story there. I don't even remember her name. I just remember this was, what, 2 years ago? I mean, this seems like a long time ago. This was 18, 19, somewhere in there, right? Tate, the news, in case you didn't see it, apparently he's transferring to UNLV. I don't know what he plans on doing once he gets there, but he's transferring. Maybe he finds something with his game. I'm very pessimistic when it comes to that, but maybe he does. Maybe he does. Jai says, Bill, when are you going to have on Jay Book? By the way, Bill, his name is Jonah Booker. I did not know that. Yeah, I follow him on Twitter, Jay Book. He is a very good follow, covers Ohio State, lives out in Scottsdale, the Phoenix area, but is very attached. I mean, this guy's sharp. I don't know. We just had Dave Biddle on. Now, I talked to Jay Book. Again, I didn't know what his name was. We DM'd back and forth. He said he could come on. Whatever. We'll have him at some point. I don't know if that is this week or not. The only thing I'm going to add that I know of for sure this week is Rusty. Rusty will be on with us somewhere. But other than that, I'm not sure. So his name is Jonah Booker. See, that's more information than I knew. Oh, Julia points this out. Phil Valentine, known talk show host, and says here, anti-vax guy. See, the media's making a big deal out of that. I don't think that's altogether accurate. Regardless, though, he caught the virus and has been in the hospital for about 2 weeks, I think. And he's needed oxygen. And he's apparently he's struggling. Now I see his wife about once a day will post something. And she said he actually yesterday was up on his computer. I don't know more about it than that. But yes, I've seen this story about Phil. I've known Phil a long time. I haven't been in touch with him in many years. But Johnny Bozeman, Johnny B, is his producer. Very well-known guy. And I do keep up with what Johnny says. And I think Phil's doing a little bit better from what I can tell. But I don't know specifically. Anyways, get your balls of steel ready. Hour number three.